How's this for an on-the-job hazard?
Hi, my name is Horace Lewis. In my 20 years of delivering mail, I've been bit 3 times. The one I normally don't like to talk about is just Chihuahua. Bit me like 3 or 4 times before I even knew I was getting bit. But I thought it was just a little bug bite or a leaf falling on my leg. My worst experiences have been with Dalmatians. Not all 101, but normally one at a time. They're pretty territorial and they will attack.
Los Angeles leads the nation when it comes to dogs attacking postal workers. 74 were bitten last year. Dog bites mailman may be a cliche, but if you've ever been attacked by a dog, you know there's nothing funny about it. Well, Horace Lewis knows about that too.
I got chased down once by 2 German Shepherds. Was delivering mail. It was a house that had a gate. You go in one way, come out another. Went through the gate, never knew they had a dog, stuck the mail in the box. As I'm turning to leave, the dogs bust through the screen door and just pounced on me. I fell backwards over the fence. My foot got wedged in between the fence. It was one of those days.
Earlier this week, letter carriers gathered in the parking lot of the San Pedro Post Office here in Los Angeles County for some specialized training with this guy.
Alan Burnsworth. I am the owner and head trainer of Sit Mean Sit Dog Training of Los Angeles. This is Layla, and she is a 3.5-year-old pit bull that we rescued out of Las Vegas.
Layla is a sweetie who would never dream of biting anyone. But Alan says when letter carriers come across aggressive dogs, they should make use of something they have with them all the time, the mailbag.
All she sees is a barrier, and it's not a normal circumstance for a dog to see something fairly large coming at their face. So their immediate reaction is going to be to retreat. Or, if they are going to keep coming, you've now given them a target. So the dog bites it, and then the mail carrier can walk backwards, literally pulling the dog with him to maintain the dog, the control of the dog, as well as the attention of the dog. And then when it's outside the fence line, or it can get to its vehicle, they can hop into the vehicle or behind the fence line, drop the satchel, and whoever was getting a bill that day will be happy that didn't get the bill that day.
According to Alan, this technique works much better than, say, stashing some treats in your pocket.
If you're trying to bribe the dog with a particular treat, it won't work the majority of the time. If you've ever really been frightened by something, did you ever stop in the middle of being frightened and go, you know, I could go for a cheeseburger, okay? When any animal is frightened, hunger's out the window.
Horace Lewis has seen a lot of dogs in his 20 years as a mailman, and even he learned some new tricks from Alan and his canine assistant.
This guy should probably be on a circuit. I don't think he should just be sitting here doing it. I think he should be going from post office, developing that relationship.
He would be a busy guy. Last year alone, more than 5,700 letter carriers were attacked by dogs.